Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reicher of Crime Talk. Thanks for tuning in. As court dockets get smaller, the Crime Talk docket will get bigger. First on the docket, the COVID-19 virus has hit the Waupun prison. Why should that name sound familiar? Next on the docket, who is Lori Vallis' new husband, Chad DeBell? Next, the word from the judge to Lori Loughlin, the show must go on. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reicher of Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. First, want to give everyone who watches and who has subscribed a big thank you. We are rapidly approaching 85,000 subscribers. We appreciate it. We know it couldn't be done without you, so thank you. First on the docket, the COVID-19 virus has hit the Waupun prison. Now, why should that name sound familiar to you? Yes, that is the same prison that Christopher Watts was transferred to after the Colorado Department of Corrections sent him out of state. So although we cannot report that Christopher Watts has the COVID-19 virus, we can report an employee that works at the Waupun prison does. It is suspected that the individual is a doctor at the facility, and as of today, the Waupun prison has suspended all visits to prisoners at that facility. So the Chris Watts fan club group will not be able to see him anymore in person. They will have to write and do it the old-fashioned way. Now, things sometimes work out because the facility has also dropped the copay for the prisoners who need to seek medical attention. Yes, you all thought that if you went to prison, you got free medical coverage. No, you do not. They charge a copay. Usually it's $5 to $10 per visit. May not seem that much, but if you don't have that much money on your books, it can be very expensive. So they've waived that. So I guess something good comes from everything. Next on the docket, who is Lori Vallis' new beau? That's right. Her new husband, Chad DeBell, the man that married Lori Vallis just some 5 weeks after his wife had passed away. So there's been a lot of talk and a lot of words thrown about due to some divorce filings in one of Ms. Vallis' previous divorces, where her husband said, and others have said, that this group that she and Chad DeBell were a part of were a cult or some sort of organization. But apparently, it's kind of a doomsday prepper type of group that believes that the second coming of Christ ought to come on or about July 2020. Chad DeBell has made a living over the last some 20 years basically speaking to people who believe that there is going to be some sort of end of earth civilization type of scenario coming soon, as well as preppers to believe that if there's going to be some sort of, I don't know, virus that takes over the world and we're all going to die. That's what he's done. In fact, he has published some 20 books, and we've looked up a lot of these. The most recent one that he published was Martial Law, Times of Turmoil in Book 2. He has The Edge of Heaven, Evading Babylon, Martial Law, Days of Fury, and Reclaiming Liberty. He also has the Holy Places series in his book order of The Great Gathering, The Celestial City, The Rise of Zion, The Keys of the Kingdom, and Renewed Earth. And there are at least 15 other books that he has authored. So whether he believes all this or he is just a writer that has found his niche, we will have to see. The organization that he spoke with recently and appeared on podcasts is an organization called Preparing a People. The media company that was responsible for recording lectures, preparing podcasts, and doing promotion of this series has put out a statement, and it's rather straightforward, and they are distancing themselves, and it sounds like they have nothing whatsoever to do with Chad DeBell or Lori Vallow at all. Their statement says, "We are a small multimedia company, Color My Media, that has provided services to a variety of clients for about 7 years. Preparing a People was a series of lecture events focusing on self-reliance and personal preparation. These provided LDS speakers and authors an educational forum. Associated with these events were podcasts, videos, and websites used to advertise and distribute some of their content. Chad DeBell was an author and began publishing books over 20 years ago under the name of Spring Creek Books. He spoke at some of the Preparing a People events, but has no ownership in it, nor was he a founder. Mr. DeBell was simply one of our many speakers at the events. His last speaking engagement was back in February of 2019 in Boise, Idaho. Like all of our speakers, we've helped promote the events by interviewing and podcasting interviews with our speakers, including, but in no way exclusively, to Mr. DeBell." They go on to state that the majority of their work in 2019 has been contract video editing working for other companies, and this has nothing to do with Mr. DeBell. Their statement continues and states, "We are also amazed by the lack of journalistic standards by several news sources. Preparing a People is part of a media company that films speakers on a variety of topics not affiliated with any specific religion. It is not a group and it is not a cult or something people join, but has educational lecture events that can be attended or watched on video. We have provided multimedia services for a wide variety of other events and clients. Mr. DeBell did not start, own, or control any part of the media company. Neither he nor any speaker was paid to speak at our events. We also do not share any of Chad DeBell or Lori Vallow's beliefs if they are contrary to the Christian principles of honesty, integrity, and truth, or if they do not align with the doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." So there you have it. We try to bring you the facts, and apparently the facts are that Preparing a People is in no way associated with Mr. Chad DeBell, and they have distanced themselves from him along with Lori Vallow. We will see what comes of this, but it appears as though a group of individuals simply with the same belief that there may be a doomsday coming to an end based upon religious principles is not necessarily a cult. We'll see. Now, obviously, Lori Vallow still remains in an Idaho detention center awaiting charges of desertion of both her children, JJ and Tylee. We will put a link up to both of those websites where Preparing a People completely disavows any formal association with Chad DeBell other than he was given an opportunity to speak and appear on a webcast. Now, one of the web/podcasts that they did appear on has been taken down and is no longer available. Next on the docket, let's talk about Lori Loughlin. Well, the attorneys for Lori Loughlin have filed a motion to continue based upon new discovery that has been turned over that they claim should have been turned over previously early on in the case. Additionally, her attorneys filed motions asking for some 3 extra days to file motions, citing the COVID-19 virus and having to remain away from the office. In that request, the attorneys for Lori Loughlin also requested that the trial date of October 25th be continued. Now, in true United States District Court fashion, those requests were promptly denied. So if we had to summarize the judge's orders, it would be simply this: the show must go on. That's right. The judge, in a one-page order, basically said all pretrial orders remain the same, i.e., the trial date remains the same, the motion deadlines remain the same, and you better get it done. And any reason to continue the court dates or deadlines would have to be based on an individual case-by-case basis. This is not surprising since the matter is already set in October, which is still several months away, which should provide sufficient lead time. More than likely, Lori Loughlin's attorney and that of her husband can muster the resources to do the investigation and the document review that they deem necessary. One more little rule of life that oftentimes judges, and what I do love about the criminal defense arena is that there are deadlines. There are speedy trial deadlines that must be complied with, and that is good. Why? And because it makes people make decisions. The job expands to the amount of time given. Nobody likes to have to make decisions in criminal cases. Do I plead guilty? Do I go to trial? Those deadlines force people to make decisions because the job expands to the amount of time given. If you give somebody a year to make that decision, they will still not make it and ask for additional time. So if there are firm deadlines and U.S. District Court judges put down lots of firm deadlines, people make decisions and they comply. We will see if that affects Lori Loughlin's decision to proceed to trial in any way. And finally on the dock today, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Now, a Vermont man has been charged after allegedly making claims of having the COVID-19 on a public bus, prompting an evacuation. The Lebanon police said 65-year-old David Ladeau of Hartford, Vermont, was telling bus riders he was infected with the coronavirus Tuesday. According to an arrest report, the statements caused multiple people to call the police. Mr. Ladeau now faces charges of creating a false public alarm and disorderly conduct. The police claim that Mr. Ladeau created a situation where people were extremely upset and fearful, causing a bus service to stop and be delayed for people to evacuate. In true bail reform fashion, Mr. Ladeau was granted a personal recognizance bond and is scheduled to appear in court in July. And of course, that's set out that far. Why? Because nobody can go to court because of the COVID-19 virus, and the courts are trying to avoid spreading. So they're setting everything out into June and July. So hopefully the scare passes. Isn't that ironic, Mr. Ladeau? Thanks for watching. We appreciate everything that you do. If you'd like any Crime Talk merchandise, please hit the link below. You can get a Crime Talk mug. You can get a sweatshirt. You can get a t-shirt. Also, don't forget to visit us on Facebook and Instagram, where we put content up on a daily basis. And if you really like us, you can also go to the Patreon page, and there are various levels that you can subscribe to. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.